and the United States Army over a company of soldiers over here in Vietnam. I wonder if you folks back home think about us over here, or do you really realize that we're over here fighting another war so we can still live in a land of freedom? It made me stop to think last night when I passed a soldier's foxhole and suddenly found myself inspired by a most humble and beautiful prayer. This little soldier was kneeling on his knees in a most humble fashion, and my heart most broke as I saw tears streaming down his face and heard him pray this prayer. He said, "Dear God, I know I'm unfit to talk to one so good as you. I know I've knelt many times in church back home, but it seemed like the right words just wouldn't come. I'm humble, God, and I know your love is great enough to cover all. And I'm scared, God, and there's no one to help me now but you. God, could you make people love one another again and care for their fellow men enough so we wouldn't have to fight these awful wars? Because, God, I'm not mad at anybody. Give me love enough to understand and help my fellow man instead of killing him. As I know they're going to do, God, if they find me here. In my most humble way, I ask, as I think of a beautiful hymn I remember hearing one time in church back home. Tonight, God, forgive me and pass me not, O gentle Savior. And another thing, dear God, please let me go back home again from Vietnam to my loved ones. Please, God, pass me not, O gentle Savior. Pass me not.